So today it's a good, I was going to pre-run. What I find very, very good about this conference is that we seem to have the same problems. We always think, you know, in your country you've got your own little problem. But I find that we are using what we call EduLink for our students to email each other, and we talking to each other with email. And I find one of the other ladies spoke about that the students doesn't go on except if you put the mark value to it. You know, if you finish this assignment, we will give you 1%. And then I will do it. But if you don't put value to it, they don't go on and do it, even though we say it's learning and it will help you as well. And I found that good to know about the cultural thing. We also got two different cultures in South Africa. The one doesn't talk at all in a class, and the other one doesn't keep quiet in a class. And I find the same with one of the ladies who spoke about that. Right, the one I'm talking about today is the content. What I find is I'm actually teaching business modules to people who want to start their own business. So what I did is, you know, I went to small businesses, the owners, and I said to them, this is the content that we are lecturing at university. What do you think of it? And the comeback was actually quite unusual, what we find. And now we're actually thinking about going to the students and say, you are studying this lecture course about small businesses and entrepreneurship. The content, how do you find that? Do you think this is important to study, or is that not important? So we're going to compare the two and in the end have a comparative study between the two of them. Don't just press it down. Right, so as we've seen, is the even now from the government point, is we're looking into getting what we're teaching in the universities. Is they must be able to use it once they leave. We're not only going to be content, and we actually want anybody, not just in business management, but in everything. What we learn them is they're going to be able to use. So in that case, the formal education department is actually putting a lot of pressure on us at the universities to make use of, we call it EduLink, to get people to use their emails and to use technology to be aware of whatever they want to study. So I'm just going to go on to the next one. And that's just the basic things about the different curriculums we've got. We've got base competence base, we've got content, we've got open learning, all those things. And we're actually going back to a bit moving away from these things. The modules that we're lecturing at the moment is creative entrepreneurship. That is the first years. And we're looking at the content matter there as the strengths and the weaknesses, the reasons why businesses fail. The second years, we're looking at the growth process, what's needed to grow in your business, you know, what's the important bits there. And the third years, we're looking at the marketing side of their business, building your own marketing plan, you know, what is important, selecting your customer, selling, distribution, satisfying your customer, export marketing, and then the use of computers in a small business environment. Now, the last one, it was the most amazing thing when we start asking the people, you know, we then put this in a questionnaire with all the content. I went around small business owners and said, this is the content, what else would you like to put in? And they come out with a couple of things like unions. They need to know how to contact with unions and how the involvement are and little things like that, which I also included in my questionnaire. So the main aim of this study was to evaluate the content matter, what we're busy lecturing, and then to do recommendations to the people writing textbooks and that's busy with the curriculum content. The research was a triangulation because I used talking to the owners as well as a questionnaire. I used those, the results with validity and frequency. I'm not going to go into that. Right, there was, in the end, I had 48 questions, which then was brought down to 26 items, which we called marketing, and the second order was the role of small businesses. So the 48 was combined into two groups then of one of 26 items and one of 21 items. What I've done then is I took the first order, which was marketing policy, and I put it into what I've seen as extremely important to small businesses. And how did I see? It was then extremely important, important and not important at all. And as you can see there, what are extremely important is what licenses is necessary in South Africa to start a small business. Devise a pricing strategy, to know the appearance of your business, to understand the relationship, sales activities, and all these things we find that is important, and that's what we've been lecturing them as well. Then somewhat important to know the factors that influence it. And that's also a bit of a surprise to me. Then I look at the social part of it, the social and ethical part of responsibility. And they say the following is important. Not very important, it's important to them. The social responsibility, the ethical role, the programs that help you to promote, the training skills and the contribution that small businesses can make. I'm not going to go through all of this. I just want to show you we each took each one of them and put it down as important, very important, or not important at all. And I just want to go right down to the very last slide. Right. So as you can see, there were 48 topics, of which in the end was 47. I took them and put the top nine that they say it's very important, that must be included in a curriculum. And I also took the last seven. And those were the top nine that small businesses said that we need to look at. We must be aware what you need to grow, especially now in the economic climate we are in now. Pricing decisions that you saw in the first slide, license and permits, solutions to financial management, decision regarding your product or your service, why do you fail, to understand the problem's growth, legal issues, and good relationship between you and your customer. Those were the top nine important factors that they want to see in a curriculum as part of the content, which I find I also would put it in there. And then what was surprising is the following seven that they said it's not important. They not bother if it's in content matter or not. Foreign markets. And then when we look at it and we realize that in South Africa, the small businesses are actually people that employ 1 to 50 employees. So that is a small business. So they're not really interested in foreign markets, of importing and exporting. That's not their market at all. The other thing is, obviously, it will go together, the documents that you need for importing or exporting. Why markets, what I export, devoid. And then the surprising thing was the use of e-commerce. Not at all. They weren't interested at all in it. And when I actually look at the age of my business as well, most of the people that we went around to were 45 and older. So to them, it wasn't really, they weren't really using it. So as you go younger, now what we want to do is look at the students now and compare this and see how will the students put the e-commerce and email and all those things and how important will that be to them in their business. The channels of staff recruitment, not really a major factor for them because they're not employing so many people. And then the formation of teams in a new venture. They're not using teams or group teams or working teams. Each, because they're only using maximum 50 employees, they're not making use of teams to come up with brainstorming and all that. So that was the interesting fact as what's not important. I was thought the email and the e-commerce, all that will be important. It's major with the bigger companies, but not with your small business. The conclusions was that it's not important to them, the foreign market. Higher education should not assume that the students need. They say that what I put into our minds as well when we're asking them is don't assume what we need in a small business. Just go and talk to the people and see where are their gaps and put that in your curriculum and start looking at it as well, which we start doing. We actually did take some of this content and make it part of the first year curriculum. Then the other thing as well what we find is that small business owners feel they weren't part of the sayings, you know. So we're looking at now having the lecturers, small businesses, and the government unions who play a major role in South Africa together, and then we come up with content matter. And that is actually quite interesting to see the input from the four different people. Then the other thing is what we find is that the current curriculum, that was now, when I did this is 2 years ago, is not relevant. So from this year, from next year, we actually are starting the new curriculum, and therefore we're going to make another study of looking at the students, how they find it. Recommendations then is, we must look at marketing policies, finance and budgets, labor laws. All those things are important to a small business owner. You know, he needs to know those things. And a student as well that's busy studying. Compared to big business in South Africa, they have different problems. From your smaller businesses have different problems. They can't, their output is not as much, their profit margin is smaller. So they tend to, you know, look around only these surrounding where they're selling their product. To develop a small business curriculum, we actually got a course calling small business. So we're trying in that curriculum, teaching these guys how to open a business, how to run a business, what to look out for, and we tend to have moved away from what they actually really want. We recommend that the democratic process is not only done by lecturers writing their own textbooks and want to sell it. It should be a bottom-up as well from students. So that's why we're going to involve the students now. It's a modular approach. We find that we've got 4 terms in South Africa, and each term is a different module, small business, entrepreneurship, things like that. The next one is we mustn't be... It's curriculum restructuring. What we find is using the computers and using EduLink and all that, it's a daunting prospect, getting everything together. But we should actually just sit down and start looking at it. And the other thing is that lecturers must be involved. I find that one of the other people who spoke this morning said that professors are actually only interested in research and not the actual teaching of the subject. And I agree with her there, because I'm in a university and there's so much going into research that we sometimes forget we are there to help the student as well. And then we should actually move, like I said, the last one in, closer to the student and the society. What we've done then, we're just sort of putting together a framework, what's necessary, what should be in a content. And we did it in as A as very important, B as just important, and C as we can put it in and look around if it's necessary or not. The outcome statement in South Africa says small businesses need to have knowledge, skills, and competence to do proper planning. That is the government that said that that must be our outcome. So we now have got to find a content that will coincide with the statement itself. So what I've done then is I put needs relating to growth then as A, very important, B, as not so important, and C, we can leave it out if the year is too long. So that is the first outcome statement. The next outcome statement was needs relating to finance. Said small businesses need to have knowledge, skills, competence, and a sound understanding of all financial elements. So that is what government prescribed, and then I wrote in there what kinds of financing is available to small businesses, what institutions is providing financial assistance. In South Africa, you've got small business partners, you've got different banks, so those two topics should be in. Then social and ethical roles, which we find was not important at all to the small businesses. The outcome is they must have the correct attitudes, knowledge, practices, and social ethical responsibility, which is becoming part and parcel the whole time with being green and not using and not wasting. So there I said social responsibility towards your communities, the ethical roles, programs, skill training courses. So that's what I brought in then as well. Social, it's the same. Just continue what we need. The conclusion then is competence-based is an ideal that we need to... We can get to that. Learning and teaching people what they need to run a proper business. And I hope that by the studying that we're doing, that when we do the other study to compare, that in the end we're going to have a curriculum that provides in both the small business owner as well as the student. Thank you. That was quick. Any questions about this?